the players that that we have are going to all have that opportunity, and the young guys have had a chance, many of them, to improve over the course of time, over the course of the year, as their play time has increased and their roles of responsibility have increased, and that's all a good thing. But right now, I'm worried about today, and tomorrow I'll be worried about tomorrow and from there.
How do you assess the development of your offensive coordinator in his first year with this level of responsibility?
He's done a good job. He's a solid football coach. He knows exactly what he's doing. He does a good job helping to coach the quarterbacks and the offense, and his work ethic is very good.
We talk a lot about growth and development of the young players. In what ways have you seen growth and development in him as a coach?
I think his ability to maneuver in and out of situations, to adjust to some of the people that have been injured and he's compensated for, running back situation to a certain extent, the wide receiver, the offensive line as we went through some changes. Those are all interesting occurrences, but I think he's done a good job, and I think there's been times when obviously there's things he can improve on and learn from, and he's done that.
You see a difference in his play calling now, maybe than earlier in the year?
I'm not going to comment. I'm not sure what you mean by that difference. I mean,
maybe a different rhythm, maybe just different calls in different spots, or.
He's been, I think, pretty consistent with that. I think the fact that when you get in games sometimes and you're not successful with the balance that you're looking for, it's not easy. It's not easy when you're not running the ball as well as you'd like to do that, to provide the kind of balance. But that falls just as much on my shoulders as anybody else.
How about the progression of Andre? And now he's going to get a chance the next two games to be the number one back.
He's done a nice job. He's hung in there. He's battled. He's learned very well. You know, the thing about the pass protection, which we've talked about a couple of times this week, he's done a good job with that.
Why, you had a opportunity to elevate a guy this week. You chose Jerome Cunningham. He's at a position, you didn't lose anyone there. Why did you guys come to him as being that guy? He's a guy who came here from...
Yeah, he's worked hard, and he's earned the right to do it. He worked very hard, and he's a big, strong body, and if we needed a person to help us on special teams, that would be one of the places we could go.
Coach, you have... Pat just said you have Jameel McClain available. What's he meant to you this year?
What do you mean available?
For Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
He's been
energetic and a fire plug and, done a nice job leading by example. He's also, inspired people because of the level of energy that he's brought to the table. So he's done a nice job.
Talking about young guys, Rich Berg, he's got a big challenge this week and going up against Donald. And how much is that?
Big challenge every week.
Okay. Is this a bigger challenge than most because of how well Donald has played this week?
Well, I don't know that it's any bigger challenge than when he sits in there against some 350-pounders. So they're all, every week they presented new problems, different problems. Donald's an outstanding player. He's had a good year. I think he's played against quite a few very good football players in there.
When you look at Donald, how does he do it, a guy who's sub 300 pounds
very quick,
in there?
Very quick. Uses his body very well, uses his hands very well, can get people off balance and take advantage of it.
Tom, the preparation of Kennard from the moment you got here seems like something that you guys took notice of before you got him out on the field. Is that
He works at it. He loves football. He works at his responsibilities, no matter what they are. He's always been consistent and impressive that way.
Overall, you got to be pretty impressed with the play that you've got out of the rookies this year. There's been five that are now playing major roles, major minutes, and they've all produced. You got to be overall. You got to say you got to be happy with the.
Well,
the
we are. Two games to go. Let's get some more. Let's get some more. Let's continue that progress.
Okay.
Pugh, obviously he had the injury issue earlier in the year where his form dipped. His form's come up at the end. I mean, how much of that do you attribute to him, A, being healthy, but also just learning how to fight through and come out the other end of something?
Both. I think both are. You got to be able to play in this league with nicks and hurts and injuries and still be focused and still get better. That in that position, just as much as any. Where you snap the ball and that guy's one the width of a, the length of a football away from you, those guys have got to learn to deal with that. And they can't let their focus be broken or their ability to understand what's expected of them and get better each week. So he fought his way back from an injury. You know, at the beginning when he first came back, you know, he had to get going again. And he seems to be able to have been able to do that.